invite the little children to come forward. And just as Jesus, said to the apostles, suffer the little children, suffer not the little children to come unto me. Why don't you just write here? Yes, kind of congregate near the microphone. I can just imagine if we are all smiling at in approval, what is our Heavenly Father doing right at this moment? He is also smiling and with His approval because they did a wonderful, wonderful job. And isn't that really true? Isn't it to make a joyful noise? I love Psalms 101. Make a joyful noise, all ye lands. make it praise to the Heavenly Father and give Him glory. Shall we continue our song service with Sister Mary Malley as I travel each day? Sister Mary?
Pleasing.
the sentiments of that hymn are so beautiful. Shall we continue with Sister Shirley Bloom and Sister Sarah Easton? And they are going to sing The Savior of the World.
Save his love.
And now we're going to have Sister Anna Mae Sarasi, Brother John Hasty, Sister Kathleen Carr, and Gladys Nelson. And they're going to sing Near the Cross.
Are you sure you want to do this?
If I can put up with us, we did.
Jesus, take me near the cross. Bear a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream. Those from Calvary's mountain be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond forever. Near the cross a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trust, thing ever, till I reach the golden strand, just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Thank you.
Thank you, brethren. Now we have to ask the audience's permission to continue our song service. Our time is actually up. So how many would like to continue until we finish? Because there are more, but, you know, it's up to you. Okay, you have given us permission, so we will continue. Sister Shirley Bloom will now sing Witness.
Witness.
Thank you, Sister Shirley. Now we have a group of brethren, and they're going to sing three hymns for us. I don't know what the names are, but they will sing three hymns. Okay, grab brethren. Okay, sweet, sweet spirit. Children of God. And shower me with your love. Sounds like a real blessing, a shower of blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, brethren. And now it's time to for everybody to join in, and let us sing hymn number 324, Cause for Gratitude. Hymn number 324, everyone. And indeed, we have much to be grateful for. Work while it is still day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9:4. Ask yourself, what am I doing? Then lay aside weights and hindrances and multiply your efforts. Be assured that if you are not a servant of the truth in some of the many ways now open, you are unworthy of it and will lose your hold on it, because now is the harvest, the sifting and separating time. Various things will tend to draw you away from the truth. Fathers, mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters will oppose and seek to separate you from the truth and its service. You must remember the Lord's words that the harvest is not a time for peace, but on the contrary, it will surely produce separation and alienations between true wheat and all else. See and treasure up his words on the subject.
Our eternal God and Father, the God of all grace and Father of mercy, we hallow thy name. We thank thee, Father, for this beautiful music we have just heard, voices raised in praise and thanksgiving to thee. We look forward to the time when all mankind will be raising their voices in praise and thanksgiving, and even the trees will clap their hands. We pray, Father, that thou must be with us throughout the rest throughout the night. We pray thy blessing upon each and every one. May through our experiences this day, we be drawn closer to thee. And now we ask thy blessing upon thy people, wherever they are, and we pray for a swift completion of the new creation and the blessings to all people. We seek forgiveness of all of our shortcomings and give thee thanks for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.